I would like to call the Design Review Board meeting for Tuesday, February 25th to order and ask for roll call, please.
Member Carroll?
Here.
Member Herrera? Member Schneider?
Here.
Member Sheeler?
Present.
Member Smith?
Here.
Vice Chair Wignott?
Here.
Chair Branch? Thank you.
Okay. Before we start, I'd like to ask if we could please stand and pledge allegiance to the flag.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank you. And then we'll go to item B, the administrative agenda, B1, meeting minutes. You have a motion for approval?
I'll move for approval of the minutes of February 11th.
A second? Second. Do we have a discussion? Any corrections? Hearing nobody, I have just a couple on page 6. The first motion on page 6, item 6, I'd like to expand that so that it reads, submit catalog cut sheets for the existing lighting fixtures on the front steps and for new exterior lighting fixtures showing their dark sky compatibility. For item 6, and then under announcements by members, the second paragraph, I think the landscape professional position that's up for election this year is Member Herrera?
That's correct.
Rather than Member Carroll. Yeah. So those two, those would be the corrections that I have. So with those corrections, do we have a vote for approval of the minutes as corrected? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Right. Item B2, the planning director report. Shine.
Thank you, Vice Chair Wignott and members of the board. I have only one announcement, and that is for the with respect to the recruitment for the two positions on the design review board. The architect position and the landscape professional position. The city clerk has just opened the recruitment for those positions and has set a deadline for applications for March 11th, which is a Tuesday, which is also the day of your next DRB meeting. So I encourage everyone who's interested to apply, incumbents included. And if there are questions, I'm happy to answer those. Can also help provide. They should be turned in. Complete applications should be turned into the city clerk's office. And if you hand them to me, I will also hand them to the city clerk. So that's my only announcement.
And then the norm is after the applications are in, that goes to city council for review and interview process. I think is.
That is correct. I'm not aware at this time if a particular date on the council's agenda has been set for those interviews, but as soon as I learn of the date, I will let you know. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Can we go on then to item C, review of agenda and projected agenda?
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair and members. I'll start with the projected agenda this time. I think it's key for the next meeting. It would be of interest. We expect the another portion of the Cabrillo Business Park to be heard on March 11th, and that is the Investec self-storage project. That is the self-storage component of the Cabrillo Business Park that's going to be located across the road from where Mammoth Moving used to be, better known to in that plan as lots 8 and 11. So that's going to be a pretty large part of your agenda. There are no other items at this time on the agenda, but that's of note. For today's agenda, there are two requests for continuance. The first one is item E1, which is 180 North Fairview Avenue, the fuel depot, gas station, and convenience store. The city staff is requesting continuance of that item to March 25th, 2014, still ironing out some application issues on that. So that's a staff initiated request. And the other item is item G1 at 6868 Hollister Avenue, that is the Rincon Palms Hotel. The applicant requests a continuance to March 25, 2014. Those are the two items, and the other two items on today's agenda are projected to, are scheduled to appear. So.
All right, thank you. So do we have a motion for continuance of the two items, please?
I'll move for continuance of those two items as noted.
We have a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried unanimously. So, turn on my microphone. Go to item D, public comment. Is there anyone who would like to speak under item D, public comment at this time? I don't think so. So we'll move right along. On our final calendar, E1, we have the continuance. So we'll go to item F, conceptual slash preliminary calendar. And Madam Secretary, if you could read the first item, please.
Thank you. Item F1 is South Coast Church Additions and Improvements, 5814 Cathedral Oaks Road, case number 13-121-DRB.
Thank you, Ms. Gregory, and members of the Design Review Board. This is an application from South Coast Church for additions on the property as well as associated improvements, including a new structure. The applicant proposes to 3,569 feet of additions to the property on the first floor, as well as 709 square feet of additions to the second floor. The resulting two-story church building would be 10,595 square feet. Additionally, the existing accessory structures and trailer will be replaced with a new structure, roughly 2,488 square feet, being called a youth barn. Also proposed is a 156-square-foot garden shed. Other improvements include a new portico and veranda, a new second-story balcony, and associated landscape improvements. All materials used for this project will match the existing church building. And today we have the agent for the applicant, Gregory C. Jenkins, on behalf of South Coast Church, as well as the property owner. I briefly want to go over the motion from the last DRB meeting that was held on February 11, 2014. The board did have some comments regarding the project, and I briefly want to just read those.
Could we put the comments up on the screen? Are we able to do that today? Or we could just refer to the minutes from the last meeting if we...
Yeah, it looks like we're not using the screen today. So
okay. So do we have... Does everyone have a copy of these from in your meeting packet?
Okay, you all have them? Okay. Well, I'll just briefly read them for the record. The first one was to study the landscaping along the western side, consider adding oak trees along with jacaranda trees, and to mix it up appropriately. The second was to restudy the stepping along the parapet to match the existing windows on the east side and the north side. The third was to submit details on drainage and retaining walls. The fourth was to study the east patio to possibly break up any of the massing. The fifth, consider permeable paving for the walkways and permeable paving for the parking spaces. The sixth was to submit catalog cut sheets for the lighting fixtures on the front steps. And we did revise that per the motion to revise the minutes a few minutes ago. The seventh was to submit a photo of the parking lot lighting. I will hand out some photos that the applicant provided me today. They're photos of the lighting as well as cut sheets. I'll hand those out. Pass those along, thanks. And I also have photos of the existing retaining wall along the tot line, the tot lot, as well as the retaining wall along the parking lot. Also are some photos of the existing stone veneer as well as the existing hardscape and some other hardscape that would match the veranda. And some photos of the existing lighting on site and in the parking lots. I'll hand those out as well. I think with that, I'll hand it over to the applicant here today, and that's Greg C. Jenkins. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Daryl. And I think we need to do declarations again just for the record, so could we have those, please, from members?
I have not visited the site since last time and have had no conversations with the applicant.
I have not been out to the site since the last meeting and no conversations.
Same here. Same for me.
I've been by the site, but no conversations. Please proceed then, right. Mr. Jenkins.
Good afternoon. This is Pastor Reno, and I'm Greg Jenkins. I'm going to address everything in your minutes, but I'm going to do it in the order of the drawings as I go through them, so not in the order that you have. Turning to sheet two, I wanted to show you on the site grading plan, which is on the left side of the sheet. We're showing drainage arrows. And in the upper right-hand corner there, you see a new impervious surface tabulation. I was pleasantly surprised to find that the total new impervious surfaces are less than 3,000 square feet. So under the new looming ordinance that's out there, we're under, by a substantial amount. But that said, all the drainage of the new impervious surfaces are going across either landscaping and or pavers. So everything is draining over lawn landscaping before it leaves the property. So based on my understanding of the imposed ordinance that's coming down the pike, we're not going to have to do any retention or treatment. So if I'm wrong about that, I'm sure I'll find out about that from Public Works when the time comes. But turning on to now to sheet four. Just wanted to draw your attention to the parapets that we changed on the east elevation, which reflect more in line with the leaders, the leader heads, and the windows. And then also on the north elevation, I widened that parapet. I created kind of a uniform massing around the window on the left. There's nothing set in stone on that. If we want to tweak that more, I'm fine with that. I raised the height of the chimney. There was a comment last time. I only raised it 18 inches, but I felt that it actually looks more proportionally handsome in so doing, and then it gets it up a little bit higher than the window as well. Sheet five, minor change. I just dimensioned the parapets, so which goes in conjunction with the elevations. Turning finally to sheet eight, you'll see that I've changed the name of the trees on the west side to oaks, and then we still have one new jacaranda. I know there was discussion was mixing it up a bit, but if you look at this layout, I don't really see the, unless we want to alternate these guys, but I really think the purpose of the oak trees was for screening purposes and for the neighbor, not seeing the roof of the youth barn. So I think the idea of going with evergreens in that location is wise. So I have four new live oaks along there, and then one new jacaranda between the last oak on the north to the existing jacaranda above it. So I hope your board is pleased with that direction. Patio massing was an item in your minutes, and I'm breaking up the massing by showing you it's going to be cluttered, if you will, with tables and chairs. I've added some potted plants, which currently exist there as well. Plus, we're going to be introducing brick pavers in this patio. So I believe those three things in conjunction is going to break up that sea, if you will. We called for permeable pavers in the patio and the parking strip. The new handicap spaces on the east end, there was some discussion, misunderstanding last time as far as they're not new spaces, they're restriped spaces. So the existing asphalt will remain. There was discussion, can we make all those spaces permeable? And what I did is we need a new walking strip to the west of those handicap spaces. So I have those as pervious a paver strip as well. Let's see here. I submitted the catalog cuts for the light step, for the step lights, and then also showing the photograph. In your photo packet, there's a photo that shows those existing lights, and then on this sheet 8, you can see the photo of it. I added two new parking lot lights, and that is adjacent to the new handicap spaces on the east. They're located in the hedge. And they're hooded pole lights. You can see the photograph that I'm proposing on sheet 8 as well. It is dark sky approved. And then the new carriage lights that we're proposing just to the right of that one is also dark sky approved. And then the gooseneck lights is, you know, also it's dark sky being that it's focused downward and there's no lens that drops below the hood, so it's not going to reflect out and up. I also included in your photo packet there retaining wall detail. I had misspoke last time. You'd asked what this retaining wall behind the youth barn was going to look like, and I said it was going to match what's happening in the front, which is plaster with a stone cap. Well, site inspection, I took a photograph of the tot lot retaining wall and the retaining wall north of the youth barn on the parking lot, and it's a plaster wrapped wall, so I'm going to match that detail since it's going to grow right out of it. So that photograph that I provided for you is what we're going to match. And then I also provided photos of the stone veneer. So there's a photograph that you have that shows the existing stone veneer, which we're going to add or match on the north elevation, and also showing a photograph of the, it's not flagstone, but it's actually called Apache is the name of the stone that we're going to match in the veranda and portico area. Also showing a photograph of the paver, the existing pavers that we're going to match that will be in the patio area. And then just for the fun of it, I showed you the existing door and window trim that we're going to be matching and the existing even rec detail that we're matching. So I hope that I've addressed everything in your minutes. And
I think one thing that I just didn't see detailed was the comment you made about west of the newly restriped handicap parking spaces, there is going to be a permeable paver walkway, you said?
Yeah, on sheet 8 on the landscape plan, it says new paver strip.
Okay. So that's essentially running from the trash enclosure up to where the hedge runs east-west?
Right. The hedge is existing. That if you start in the north, you see the hedge is running down. Well, the hedge continues straight down. So to meet accessibility requirements, we have to shift the hedge in order to have a travel space in front of the spaces. So we're shifting the hedge in that location. And so where we're shifting it, that's where we're proposing the pervious surface.
Okay. And so then where you have the two openings in the hedge, the relocated hedge, that's where the concrete patio will start?
No, so the proposed, it's not going to be a concrete patio, it's going to be a brick paver patio.
Brick paver patio.
So that material will be interrupted by a planter strip for the hedge, and then, you know, so that softens and screens, you know, screens the parking from the patio area.
So is the Are the two, is the paver strip and the brick paver patio two different bricks, or it's the same?
The notion is it's going to match the existing.
It's going to be the same.
Photo. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions from members? Aaron?
I didn't get a chance to see the color boards last time. I know they're floating around. Thanks. I guess my only question was, are you proposing that the stone is kind of matching the plaster color like this?
That's the existing color and the existing detail. So, yeah. It catches light. That's under a shaded porch structure there, but it defines a nice shadow edge around it.
Yeah, I think them being similar in color makes it nice and simple and mm-hmm. elegant.
Any questions on, no? How about comments? Carl, you want to start?
I don't really have much to say. I think it's a very nice project. My only issue at the moment, which can be dealt with at, when we get to final, is the height of the new parking lot lights that you're proposing. We'll just need to define that when we get to that point. But other than that, I think it looks really nice.
I don't have anything really to add to what Carl said. I like this project. I think it's been well done.
Just wanted to thank you for listening to the comments that came out of the board at its last meeting. It looks like you've addressed those all very satisfactorily, and this is a project that I'll be able to support.
I don't have much to add. I look forward to seeing the final details and watching it come together. Thank
you. Yeah, I think it's unanimous. Good project. Okay. Looking forward to seeing it under construction and completed. So we are here. We're here for conceptual slash preliminary. So if someone likes to make a motion, I would like to move for preliminary approval of the project with the note that next for final, we'd like to see the height of the parking lot light.
Could you repeat that? I think your microphone's off.
I'm sorry. I thought this was on. I'd like to make a motion for preliminary approval with the note that when the applicant comes back, to please give us the relevant information for the parking lot lighting.
I'll second it.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, if I could, for the record, this is a preliminary point. Keep score on the findings, and I'll read out my comments for the record, or what I took down on my score sheet. Under the realm of neighborhood compatibility findings, the project is, because of its topography, is built into the site, so that helps make it more compatible with the neighborhood with respect to size, bulk, and scale. The outbuildings on the site are being replaced with a single youth barn structure. With respect to architectural design, there is a unity of the Tuscan villa style, which is consistent throughout. The mansard is being replaced with the parapet. The youth barn is, there will be improvements to that structure. And the addition and the upgrades to the facade will match existing materials, including the windows. I didn't have any comments on landscape design, but it sounds like that with the addition of the trees will help screen the new construction, and with respect to zoning The project meets the zoning ordinance findings, zoning ordinance requirements, and there is adequate parking for the project. And Mr. Mimic has a question?
Yeah, and if I may, in terms of that motion that was just passed, can we clarify if that was for final consent or final before the full board?
To be continued.
Yeah, I think we
was understood that this was up for conceptual preliminary.
Preliminary, and then we'll schedule for them to return for final. And do we want it on consent, or do we want it back before the full board? What is your feeling, maker of the motion? If it's just the one item, the height of the...
I would say final on consent.
Final on consent.
If the rest of the board likes that, I would...
You all?
Levy, before I, could you please explain what the difference is between doing it those two ways?
The difference between the two, final before the full board means that we have a meeting just like this. The applicant comes back, we review the plans, and then we make a motion and vote on it. Final on consent is where the applicant comes back with the plans, and there's a member of the board, usually an architect member, before the regular meeting, reviews it, and then makes a finding, and then presents that to the board for the board's approval.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that.
You're welcome.
I would support the latter as well.
Yes. So I think we're okay with final on consent being part of your motion, and
yes,
a member of the architectural team will sit with staff for that purpose. And
yeah,
you would come back on what date would be available for them to come back?
The next meeting is March 11th, so if you can pull together drawings a week before, we can have you set up for that.
Right. Okay. So we'd make that part of the motion. And
March 11th.
You want the motion also to acknowledge the findings as you have presented them?
That is correct.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So that's okay with
yes.
you, Carl?
I just want to do one thing that's not in the motion. I noticed the last time I was out there that several of what I think are walnut trees along the Eastern Creek drainage channel may be dying or are dead.
They actually are alive.
Are they just, they just haven't leaved out yet?
They
just
hibernate
because of the rain?
And they come right back.
They look pretty dead.
I know, but they...
I even broke a couple of limbs off,
to
be real.
That way.
So if they come back, that's fine.
Just, it is a wild phenomenon, but they're all, every year they
produce
a lot of
almonds.
They do
come back out because they look pretty, anyway. Okay.
Mr. Chair, if I can just comment too. I believe, let me just turn to sheet 7 or 8, rather, so I know for sure. The majority of those walnut trees are off the property, but you'll see the property line. It's basically the majority of them are off the property, but they're kind of under our stewardship, so we'll.
Yeah, they're on your side of the creek.
Okay, so
that's where
we have a motion. We have a second. Any further comments? All right, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous. Thank you very much. And
thank you very much.
You'll be back on the 11th before staff and a member. Right. So, Madam Secretary, if you'd read the next item, please.
Item F2 is Ponto New Garage and Deck, located at 5814 La Galita Road, case number 13-124-DRB.
All right, and could we have declarations from members before we begin, please?
I did not visit the site and have had no ex parte conversations.
I visited the site, but I've had no ex parte conversations.
I visited the site, no ex parte.
I did visit the site and no ex parte conversations. So,
thank you.
We will we'll go to Mr. Pearson for staff report.
Take one of these, Tom?
Okay, yeah. All right, so let's just...
Good afternoon. Today we have a request for a conceptual preliminary review of the Ponto garage and deck. The applicant is proposing to construct 600 square feet of accessory structures. This includes a 375 square foot garage with an attached 225 square foot deck. And that will be located on the northwest portion of the property. And the applicant is currently proposing to have the new structures match the existing residence. At this point, if the applicant has anything to add, I hand it over to them. If not, then I hand it over to the board. If you have any questions for me, I'm available.
Okay. Do we have any questions for Mr. Pearson at this time? No? So we'll go to the applicant team, and if you could introduce yourself, please, for the record.
Hi, I'm Amy Von Pratz. I'm the designer.
I'm Gary Pratz, the owner.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you. And we have anything to add. We feel it's a pretty straightforward project.
Okay. We'll see if the DRB members feel the same way. Questions for the applicant from members?
Yeah. What is the structure that's supporting the deck? What kind of structure is that?
We are going to use caissons.
Okay. So what I'm seeing, though, those are actually poured concrete, basically columns coming up from the caissons in the ground.
Correct. And we would like to, before we go to the structural engineer, we would like to get approval first. So that's mm-hmm. what, exactly. It's a pretty steep lot in the back there, so that's what we're proposing. And mm-hmm. when we get to the engineer, if we have any changes, we'll let you guys know.
Okay.
Go ahead. And if you look at the contour lines on the drawing, you'll see how it slopes back there.
I understand.
I'm lacking understanding of who might be seeing this structure from where in your neighborhood. Will this structure be visible to any of your neighbors?
Yes, there's a neighbor up the hill from us that can look down on this. And there's a neighbor to the left of the garage looking at the garage. We'll be able to see the garage, yes.
But as far as the deck, people further down the hill back up out towards the mountains won't be able to look back and to see that at all.
No.
I guess I do have a – go ahead, Carl.
Have you had any conversations with neighbors about what you're doing? Has they chimed in on – are they behind you, not behind you? Do they know? Are you surprising them?
The neighbor immediately to the left, I have had conversations with them, and they have no problems with that. I have not spoken.
That's the neighbor to the north.
To the north, yes. Yeah. The neighbor at the top of the hill on the other side of the street, I have not spoken with her about this project.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I presume notices went out and...
there was the 300-foot notice that went out, and I've received no comments from the neighbors.
Okay. It's an active neighborhood.
Yes. One of the concerns that was expressed to us by your neighbors on another project was heavy truck traffic on Lagolita Road, and that was with regards to the Hansen residence, which is being built kind of south of your location. I think you were in the audience probably for some of those meetings.
I've been in an audience.
In an audience. So I guess my question for you is, are you going to be able to construct your project without getting your neighbors stirred up about the weight of concrete mixers or other vehicles coming in to do work? Have you had a conversation about that, I should say? Because the signage is, it says 5-ton maximum on that road.
Yes.
As you go in. So are you going to be able to accomplish this within that load limit? And if not, what are you proposing to do, I guess, is my question.
Well, I don't have a clue what a cement truck weighs or how that could be accomplished if we have to stay below a certain weight. I'm sure it can be done. The house was built 5 years ago, so. And as to how my neighbors down the road might react, I.
You don't know?
Don't know.
Okay.
If I could, is it possible to chime in with a possible bit of clarification, or is that?
Sure.
Please. Okay. I don't know about the weight limit, what a concrete truck weighs, but I know when I was parking to have a look on the property there, a little ways up the street from there, there's a place where the road is wide enough where there have been some workmen parking their trucks while they've been working. There's a neighbor close to him that's doing a fair amount of landscaping, I think.
Yes, right across.
Yeah, there was room enough for them to park and be able to drive past.
Right, yeah. Right. I think the comments that we heard from that other project was more the road being broken up by heavier vehicles coming over that. So I guess that's a potential concern. The other thing that I want to ask, the very mature oak trees that you have that'll be the view from the proposed deck, you're planning on keeping those, and have you established that your caissons are not going to have an impact on their root system? You're going to be able to get the caissons in without damaging the trees, or are you proposing to take the trees out?
Oh, the trees are staying, absolutely. Okay. There's no question about that. In fact, the trees take priority. I had an arborist from Arbor Services come out because I was concerned about that, and he said, and I don't want to speak for him, and he said he'd be happy to testify, that a deck over the roots of an oak tree actually make it healthier, which I thought sounded a little suspect, but he said it keeps the ground cooler.
Okay.
And in drought years and so forth, that actually makes the tree healthier.
And the number of caissons you're putting down wouldn't be a factor then?
He did not think so. Foundation or something.
And it's looking like four? There's going to be four, a total of four?
That's what we're proposing.
Right.
Right. Again, we don't have an engineer on board yet.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to ask, I couldn't see it on sheet A3.0, but if and when we do get rain, you're going to have gutters and downspouts on this structure, and how is your drainage going to be handled? Because you're essentially at the top of slope, so how are you preventing drainage from creating an erosion problem on that steep slope?
There is actually the house is fully gutted now,
mm-hmm.
and to the south at the beginning of the slope, or just up from the slope a short ways, there is a drain that drains that backyard area, and then farther along the slope there's a second drain, and that drains into a pipe that goes down the slope somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I've not followed it all the way to the bottom, but so the entire house drains into that. So we actually have...
And it's on your property line?
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
The drain is within your property.
We have pretty handy drainage access that we could tie in.
So gutters. You just plumb it over there.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
I can make sure that's on the plan when we see
sure.
it.
And... the location of the new structure, will that, it's sort of answering my own question, but it's not going to interfere with your ability to get in and out of the existing garage where this new garage is located. You still have enough room to to pull into the existing garage.
We're not altering the existing driveway.
Yeah, yeah. So it's coming kind of just right at the edge of what's there presently.
Exactly.
Okay. Any other questions, Aaron?
Yeah. Is this in a high fire area? Would all the railing and all that have to be heavy timber?
I would suspect so. I'd be shocked if it's not in a high fire area.
Everything north of the beach at times has been in the high fire, but this certainly in the hills, yes.
So that might affect your
Yeah, right. Mr. Chair and members, generally speaking, if you said properties that are north of Cathedral Oaks Road mm-hmm. are noted as high fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that might affect your decking and railing design. Okay. And I'm just curious, does the existing house have a deck on it, or what's the why a deck on a garage? I'm just curious.
Well, for me it was aesthetics, because having the garage go to the end of the slope and just stop seemed odd. And to be able to open double doors and let the breeze blow through the garage and have a small deck underneath the tree. There's no other shade on the property. Mm-hmm. That this just seemed like a logical small place to have a deck, or logical place to have a small deck.
There is no water or anything in here. If you're thinking that he's going to rent it out, it's not going to be. I don't know what you're, but there's no water. No, it's just going to be a garage. It's not.
Are there other decks on the main house?
No.
Okay. Other questions, comments from members?
Yeah, I was a little surprised there's a deck on the garage, and the garage is a really nice garage.
It's a really nice house. That's why it's a
yeah,
really nice.
I understand.
I'd put in something a little less expensive, but we're just trying to match the house.
Though. So I think it's a really nice job. My only comments are basically what Aaron brought up relative to high fire, making sure that the rail and the deck design needs to meet high fire requirements. I noticed your lights are noted to match existing. We're going to want to see photos or cut sheets of that at some point. And I presume all the colors are matching what's existing, so we probably won't have any issues with that. But I was a little concerned about the wood deck, but I don't think it hinders anybody from a privacy standpoint. And I agree with your concept. I think it actually helps aesthetically break the garage mass up, even though it's kind of buried in the oak trees, and you're probably the only one that's going to appreciate it. But, if that's what you want to do, I think that's fine. So,
Hot summer day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's a nice project, so I support it.
I support this project as well. one question I didn't really pick up from looking at going to the site visit. I basically just stayed on Lagolita Road and walked up and down. And I probably should have used this in the question section. It's a good-sized piece of property, but am I correct that the bulk of that is fairly steep?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So there's not a lot of yard area around the house now?
No.
Okay. I like the project, and I see the use for the deck because it'll increase entertainment area. If I could make a suggestion, you might look at the French doors on the opening onto the deck, maybe if that was a wider opening. I did a house in the area up on North Fairview where we did a carport, and the owners never did use it as a carport because once we got the thing covered and got the shade and it was oriented like this, it was catching prevailing breezes, that became an outdoor room. They never did put a car there. So I'm suspecting that it might be really useful when you have company over and it's a nice summer evening. So just a thought. That's just me. But I support this project.
Excuse me, if I can just note that we took a look at the general plan, and it's actually not in the high fire zone or moderate fire zone. Okay. So it's outside of those areas.
I do have a question for you, though. This house you said was built within the past 5 years, your main house?
Maybe five and a half, 6 years.
But, I mean, since the city of Goleta incorporated, the house was new since
then. We bought it 4 years ago, and we were the first people to live in the home.
Okay.
It was rebuilt from an existing home that had been there for 50 years that had burned in an old-fashioned house fire, mercifully on a rainy night, the neighbors tell us.
I see.
And then it was this is technically a remodel from a house built 50 years ago. And so
I guess I asked the question because I know there were some projects established, or there are projects established with subdivisions in the county where on steep slopes, steep lots with steep slopes, there is a building envelope, a footprint, if you will, within the property that's specified for buildings, and you're not allowed to build outside of that footprint. So I'm just curious to know if you've researched that. I mean, where you're proposing to put the garage with part of it jutting out over the slope, is there a potential conflict with you being outside of some mandated footprint? I guess that's maybe a question for both you and for staff.
Mr. Vice Chair and members, I understand your question with regards to properties that are in high sloped areas. The project does meet the zoning requirements for setback, and I think what we can do is we can double check the tract map for this and see if there's a building envelope marked out. However, I think when I looked at the land use rider for some preliminary research on this project, I didn't see a limit.
Yeah, that would be good if there were to be none. I mean, that would simplify things. Yeah. I know I was involved with a project. I mean, before I came on the DRB, I was involved with a project in Summerland up on Ortega Ridge Road. There was a subdivision there, and it was some of the parcels are very steeply sloped, and there were building envelopes specified for those parcels within which you could construct houses, garages, barns, etc., and you weren't supposed to go outside of that. So,
right. I think the modern planning practice, if this were a subdivision that were done in the last 20 years, I think the practice was to mark out building envelopes. But if they were older, then they tend to be less.
Okay, but if this is something that maybe staff could just confirm.
We definitely can confirm that and report back the next step, the next meeting.
Okay. Yeah, so. Other comments? Carl?
Just to follow up, I would expect that if this is really an old house that was remodeled, half-burned, whatever it was, and redone, that it was way before the practice of having and defining
a building
envelope, and it would never have happened on this particular property, would be my guess, but staff can verify that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, just my own comments. I think, first off, the existing house that you're living in is very attractive, and I can see why you're happy to stay there and add to it. And I think the design that you've selected blends very well with the existing architecture. I would say if it was my place, I would call it a carriage house rather than a garage, but that's just me. And I'd find some classic car to put in there as sort of a showpiece, but again, that's just me.
But
a carriage for your carriage house. No, I think it's a very nice project. I would say on the lighting, we like to see lighting fixtures that are dark sky compatible. I don't know if you've researched that for what you're proposing.
We do have a picture of what's existing in a way that it hangs off the corner of the
thing,
so I have that here if you'd like to see that.
And the previous applicant, the fixtures that they're using at the church on Cathedral Oaks, the South Coast Church, what he submitted to us were dark sky compatible fixtures. So I'm sure you can find something that's close to what you.
Those can be done dark sky.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What is dark sky?
What that means is the light from the fixture has to go downward or outward. It cannot go horizontal. I think it's from horizontal upwards.
Yeah.
The whole idea is to try and cut down on light pollution in the night sky as much as possible, so you can try and get the, you know, keep the stars out, so to speak.
And I did note the drainage, if you're going to show that tied into the existing drainage system, that would be good. So I think that's my comments. It's a very, very nice project. We are here for conceptual preliminary, and it is a 325 square foot is the area, or 375, 325, I think is.
That's net and gross.
Right.
Okay. So do we have a motion?
Please. I'll move for preliminary approval with the comments that the roof drainage from the new garage be shown connecting to the either the existing piping system or how that's being dealt with. Okay. And that the lights be noted as being dark sky.
Okay. A motion, a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Mr. Vice Chair, if I could, for the preliminary point, note for the record the findings under neighborhood compatibility, the deck is small and relatively small and would not have an impact on privacy of neighbors. Mm-hmm. And the project is complies with zoning requirements for accessory structures, so is in scale with the neighborhood development. With respect to quality of architectural design, the accessory garage matches well with the house's architecture, and the deck breaks up the massing of the garage. I don't have any notes with regards to landscape design. No new landscaping is proposed, I believe. It will integrate well with the oak trees, the deck in the back. And under findings for zoning, it does meet the zoning requirements for this district, the R1 district, and does not change the parking availability for the property.
So. Okay. Thank you. So we'll incorporate those findings in the motion and the second. That's okay with the motioner and seconder?
Yep.
All right, so we'll put it to a vote. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Unanimous. And you are going to come back for final, and do we want that before the full board, or what's the pleasure of the membership?
I'd be good with it on consent.
This seems pretty straightforward, so I agree with that.
Okay, so final on consent, and when would the applicant like to come back?
As soon as possible. We can be ready by your next date, the 11th of March, I believe. You said the last one?
Yeah. Our next meeting would be March 11th, and so if you can pull together final level drawings by a week before, which I believe is the 4th of March, you'll be set.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
No restrictions on having wine out on the deck.
Probably not.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, by the way, any classic cars displayed, though, will have to be brought over here so we can examine it and a test drive.
All right, so we have one item on the preliminary calendar, which has been continued to March 25th. So we'll go then to item H, announcements by members. Any announcements? Hearing none, I think we are adjourned. Thank you all. Reveal.